We could send transcripts of the news thing yesterday, one to her, and one to Julie, just sign your own name for the.
Was Trish, is that Julie?
Yeah, Trish, and the, your bottom, if you might like to see a transcript, possibly, because they go on questions and answers, and then every political answers will be useful to them. Wanted to ask you. Mitchell talked last night about what he thought was rather ahead of hand with the announcement on the revenue bank expansion. And he may be getting repeated by a graph, but he said it's his understanding that he's planning it.
I struck Rockefeller the day before.
I know about that.
And I told him it was coming out on Friday, which was what I had been told by Flanagan's staff.
I want to tell you, as I told Bob, and you know, the hardest thing, John, life. Remember the old deal, Ed? That's right.
Yeah.
The hardest thing in life, the hardest thing in politics is to be tough on a friend.
Yep.
The hardest thing is whether it's your, you know, you people around who've got. Well, I think it gives a funny example. I mean, I lied to Dale Grubb. I lied to John Lehman.
Yeah.
They're both NN people. Dale's gone, John's still there, did no harm. But he's a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
I prefer it much to some of these profession guys around now. With deep money, we've got to understand. He is inept, insensitive, and politically a disaster. And he just cannot be used anymore. Now, he screwed up the Irish Airlines.
John, get into the Smathers transportation thing with you at all? That's another one. And
who's handling that?
Well, he is, and if with your permission, I'll take it over. I want to.
Can't handle anything like that.
This thing has a chance of getting us a lot of political plus. He's hung up on some issues, and I think we can settle it to our great advantage.
Not supposed to be in any of this.
He's in this because he's got a lot of residue of things like the energy policy and other things.
I don't want him to get him the hell out of the energy policy. He's to get out of all that and stay in the international field.
Okay.
Get the hell out of it.
Okay.
That should be done, and that's an order.
Okay.
Now, this thing here, I was going to mention this one. Christ, there was one other. It's all screwed up. But the transportation, you get a hold of Smathers. You handle it. I want to do it.
You have a letter from Smathers this morning. And we're just about one day ahead of this thing. from keeping it from being a disaster, and I think we just have to meet in that.
After our meeting.
Yes, sir.
Say that he met with so that he deals with these letters.
I sure do it right now.
But Pete is also, Pete is always, always wound up with his friends and specialists. So he's a disaster, for example, and the international oil situation, because he only doesn't understand the political ramifications of the
Well, it's interesting. He won't bend on you. It's a problem because he won't bend on it. He may be just right as hell on the merits of this thing in terms of 10 years, but the thing he doesn't understand or won't understand is that that's the point. You got to do some things in order to be able to do some other things.
And we're going to have to deal with it. I'm not going to do it now, but he just cannot be a part of our future plans. It's
well,
there's not a place for him.
I don't know about that. I do think on a short haul, we've got to.
I cannot have this. Look, we've protected, we've everything, I've defended, and so forth, but goddamn it, time after time, he does inept things. You know what I mean? A lot of people aren't telling me about it.
I did talk to.
It is bad.
I talked to Rockefeller today about the Grumman situation again, and to try and pick up the pieces afterwards. He said, well.
Make an announcement. I told Mitchell to talk to Rush. Rush to meet, renegotiate the F-14.
Okay. There's another thing, and that is the Shah of Iran wants to buy F-14s. And if we could gin that up quickly, I'm going to talk to Henry about that this morning. If we could gin that
Henry's off of the British ambassador.
Oh, is he?
But let me say, we've got to chip it up. We've got to chip it up, and we've got to get it in there. But I want a positive story to come out tomorrow,
right,
before they have that picture of the Times 1500 relay.
Right.
Off.
Right.
Also, the subcontracts on this. Another thing, too, Pete leans, very, very close to too many of these business people.
Yeah.
Let me put it this way.
I know.
John, nobody who's close to McDonnell Douglas, I've got that, and he knows those people, and he doesn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, now walk
in. And he's influenced by that.
Yep.
He just is. And he's totally honest, but he is totally stupid. And we just can't have this anymore.
Well,
I have a hell of a time with Rose all the time about him, but she's always been feeling, but I had to tell her, Jesus Christ, she was just mortified that we didn't make Nick Rui chief of protocol. Nick Rui can't be chief of protocol. Nick, because basically Nick Rui looks like a fag. That's all there is to it.
Yep.
He doesn't get along with Mrs. Nixon. That's another thing.
Yep.
And then the other thing was, the next thing was that we, he said, he's your friend. He's got all these things. Better things for our friends. He said, I don't, can't do it. And yeah, I like him earlier. I was much happier than him.
Plenty of things we can do for our friends.
And the other thing is, well, now that when the park rally and Buzz Mossmacher, she came into, what he really wants is ambassador to Britain. But Jesus Christ. We've got people that have bought that many times, so we can't give the Buzz Mossmacher. Buzz Mossmacher, he doesn't need it. He's had enough. But
he wants to go sailing with Prince Philip.
Yeah. Then the other one was bring Len Hall down, put him in charge of the campaign rather than McGregor, because Len is trusted by the old pro. He's a good friend. Bob Finch. I'm just saying that I admire and respect personal loyalty, and a woman always has it. A woman never understands what you have to do. But John, you cannot have it. God damn it, I don't want anybody around here. I want you to be nice to people, and you don't have to tell all of them this because he's done. But I do know one thing in this shop, because you are all so close together socially, Flanagan has been protected too often when he's told the rules.
Well,
it's really true. You just can't get away from it.
There's an awkward situation. When we built the domestic council in the reorganization, we left a number of things with Peter. And we did it partly for Auld Lang Syne. Now, that's been a source of problems. And the implication of this is that I'll get him in Monday and just say, Peter, we're going to move everything into the domestic council.